Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Maybe we'll call the show Thailand all night tonight.
Thailand. You
know what I'm saying?
Giggity. Thailand. Giggity, giggity.
Usually we got to save stuff like Thailand till the slide over.
Thailand.
Well, it's funny because I had Thai food for lunch.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You had some Thai food?
Nice,
very nice.
I had a nice pie, chicken pad Thai. It was delicious.
Ah, chicken pad Thai was what you had. Your chicken pad thigh.
Pad thigh.
Thailand. Thigh. Jason Smith lives in Thailand.
Thailand.
Oh, we're going to have fun with that tonight. Welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Thailand. Fox Sports Radio. Tonight, it's, you know, listen, we another big night in the NBA bubble, which I want to get to something that we need to appreciate in a couple seconds. But tonight was supposed to be the first NFL game of the year.
Yeah.
Right? This is tonight was supposed to be the Hall of Fame game. We were supposed to be right now hip deep in Steelers Cowboys and Hall of Fame weekend and everything else. And here we are getting ready to go. And instead, it's no preseason. Mike Tomlin of the Steelers is wondering, are we even going to be able to play the whole year? He's got his doubts. You know, people want to play, but everybody has their doubts. You know, this was supposed to be the big kickoff night for the National Football League, and instead, to show you how 2020 is all 2020, instead of the kickoff tonight, it is the deadline to opt out if you don't want to play in the 2020 season due to COVID-19 concerns. So really, you know, a sobering day and something you can't say we ever saw coming with the NFL today. It was supposed to be a great day, supposed to be a big kickoff, and instead it's, all right, who doesn't want to play this year, and it's okay if you don't play. You know, certain times things happen that still kind of catch me, even though, you know, Mike, we've been living this, you know, for 5 months now, and what's going on, and it's going to keep going like this for a while, but still sometimes when things just surprise me. I'm shocked when they do, but tonight was, oh man, tonight was Pittsburgh-Dallas. Tonight was,
well, we would have been celebrating all sorts of quotes from Jerry Jones.
Sure. We still can.
He would have given us at least one interview talking about Dak and not getting Dak signed and how much he loves Dak.
I want Mason Glory help.
I mean, you know, all of that would have been going on, so that would have been beautiful. Alas, we don't get it.
I was thinking about just not giving anybody any money. You know, not playing a game, so I can hold back the money from everybody this week, right? Okay. Oh, sorry, no game. You don't get paid, especially you, Zeke. That I'm still upset about you holding out last year. It probably shouldn't happen.
And then he went to Mexico. We had to find him in Mexico.
No training camps. We're going to have a B camp. That's what's got. But instead today, and this is where I want to go with this, is that instead of the NFL today, the headlines are golf, day one of the PGA Championship, and NBA and what's going on in the bubble. Clearly still Major League Baseball. However, I understand that the average fan looks at these sports differently. You know, you're either a golf fan or you're not. You're not going to suddenly go watch golf if you haven't watched golf before. You're an NBA fan or you're not. You're an MLB fan or you're not. But coming back to these sports, the fans have come back a little bit more rabid, a little bit more illustrious and throaty. Thailand. A little bit more illustrious and throaty for the NBA than they have for Major League Baseball, which still you have that sense of MLB's got to drag itself across the finish line this year. That's where we're going. And, you know, when you think about where we're at, and this being the day where it should have been the beginning of football, but it's not. Instead, we're waiting. Basketball has been the sport that we have been able to celebrate and count on the most. And the bubble being a place where you can have zero positive COVID-19 tests for the past couple of weeks. Same thing in the NHL. It's about bubbles in general. You know, just for a second, we need to sit back and just really appreciate the uniqueness of what's going on right now with the bubble being able to house the NBA and the National Hockey League. All right, because a bubble, this isn't sustainable anywhere else in life. I mean, 99.9% of life, if you said, okay, we have a business that's got to figure things out, or we lose a ton of money, and who knows? Well, let's build a bubble. Everybody's going to go to one place. They're going to go work there for a period of 3 months. There's going to be all kinds of tests in place. There's going to be things you have to pass, and you have to make sure that you are always adhering to social distance guidelines. If not, we're going to be able to rat you out. People will know. And the bubble, that's not sustainable for anybody. Right, there's no business that could go do that. But the NBA and the NHL can. And the bubble is so unique, and it's unique for right now. Because if for the bubble being the way forward after this year, that's not going to happen. Right? The NBA is not going to start the next season and say, okay, great, we finished this, and either the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, the Knicks, whoever wins the championship, whoever wins, okay, we're going to start the next season in the beginning of December. What are we going to do? We're not going to a bubble again. NBA players are going to say, We were away from our families for way too long. We sucked it up for this amount of time to finish the season. We have to finish something. We have to figure out something else. And then the NBA and the NHL, these sports are kind of in the same boat as baseball and football, trying to play while they're not under quarantine and they're not being overseen by powers of the sport like the NBA and the NHL are. This is one time in life right now. It's like this bubble is the ninth wonder of the world. That this is how we are getting the NBA, because the NBA got it so right, and the NHL as well, being able to play in a bubble right now. MLS as well, but obviously the NBA is the most popular of all those sports. It's not something that's going to happen after next year. Players aren't going to be able to do it. This is a unicorn. It's working now. It's working this time, and that's okay. You know, to say, all right, well, we'll figure out a solution for something else now. But for this point, this moment, this is what we need at this time. It's like, is he the, you know, is Batman the right hero at the right time? Was he the hero the city needs or the hero the city deserves? Which one was he? I can't believe I said Batman. I'm already starting off this way.
You went to the perfect hero.
But this is the solution we need, the solution we deserve right now for this moment. It doesn't have staying power past what we're doing right now. But you know, we have months and months to figure that out. You know, we're kind of living day to day. Hopefully something else can be figured out when these teams want to start their next season. But right now, this bubble, it is miraculous, and it is working, and it is giving us the NBA and hockey and MLS and whatever else it can give us. So much so, college basketball was talking about doing a bubble. That was a big story today, that the Power Five conferences say maybe we can do a bubble with no kids on campus. I know you can do a bubble. I know you can bring, I mean, you can do your individual bubble and try to figure it out. If no kids are on campus, you can bring a basketball team there. That surely could work, but you're not going to have everybody say, okay, we're going to take classes remotely, and everybody's going to be at Duke, where they're going to play on all these different courts and play games for a couple of weeks. That's something that's not feasible. So I know they're looking into it because it's a great solution, but really, the bubble is, it's right now. It's this time, and then after this, I don't know that it has any usage, but boy, to celebrate this and to think about this right now, this is something really special.
No, and look, you celebrate it for what it is. It's a unique experience, right? Never, it's the cliche, you know, unprecedented times and all of those that you'll hear a million times a day if you watch enough news. But the reality is you got a group of professionals that came together and they said, all right, here's the deal. We don't play. Here's what happens economically to our league, to the salary cap, and all your earnings. How do you feel? Not so good. Okay. Owners, how do you feel if we don't play and we don't get the playoffs in? Not so good. So how about we come to an agreement? Remember, we lost $500 million before we even tipped off the season. If you remember, looking at you, Daryl Morey, looking at you, LeBron James, we have all of this that we need to get back. So the incentives were there to come back and play. And now LeBron James admits to being homesick. He misses tonight's game against Houston. And you've got some stars sitting out, right? No Westbrook and so on. But you take it as it comes and try to get yourself into the playoffs, get yourself set and roll. And look, we don't know what the landscape looks like in December. Remember when this was first put on the table of, hey, they'll start the bubble and report at the end of July. It's like, wow, that's a long ways away. Don't you think that you could plan for other configurations? Well, it's a good thing they didn't, right? And they went through in this process. We don't know what December looks like. You might have to say, hey, all right, we either delay the season or if we want to keep the economic engine rolling, we got to go right back into the bubble. And for a couple of teams like the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, and whomever joins them, you know, your Houston Rockets that mm-hmm. we're watching tonight, or Miami Heat, or whoever it is, whoever that fourth team is, that, you know, they're going to look around going, I got to go home for like 3 weeks, and then I had to quarantine again. So maybe they're not up for it. But as a league, again, we talk about how the billions of dollars being generated, perhaps that's the only workable solution if things don't markedly improve. The NFL, people keep crying for a bubble to make that happen. Well, the ship has probably sailed on that, right? Major League Baseball finally announces penalties if you go outside the purview of the agreed-upon rules of engagement. See how that came? I think two guys in the nights here at Fox Sports Radio were banging the drum for that for a couple of weeks. Thanks, Rob Manfred. Thank you for listening. Information's free, as you like to say. But that finally happened to say, hey, we need to protect this going forward. And so, yeah, I'll appreciate the bubbles, and I appreciate Major League Baseball, because outside of two teams, everybody else has gotten it. They bought in. Like, NHL's got no chance if they didn't buy in, because that lost revenue, killer. MLS had to buy in. Why? No revenue, league in trouble, .. So, you know, there's certain things that are going to push the pace, and hopefully people keep making smart decisions. And like the Miami cornerback said, am I my brother's keeper? Do I have to look out for my guys? Yeah, I do. And we've got to hold each other accountable. And that's the whole thing.
Well, the reason this is a one-time thing now, I get that everybody is looking at it going, well, we need a bubble, because the bubble seems to be the great solution, right? The bubble's working in some sports. Sports outside of a bubble are having problems. That's kind of how it is. But it's really about sports being tailored, you know, to not be, look, NASCAR doesn't need to be in a bubble. Obviously, that's working. Golf doesn't need to be in a bubble. Obviously, that's working. The NBA and the NHL need to be in a bubble, so that's working now. You get to next year, all right? Play out the rest of this year, and as we're going to watch college football and the NFL and MLB try to fight their way through and slog their way through. We get to the next year. As you mentioned, LeBron James saying he's homesick, and I understand that. All the players understand that. There's going to be no way the players are going to say, yes, we'll go back to a bubble next season, whenever you want to start it, at the end of December, when the season's going to begin. It's not going to happen. They're going to say, yeah, no, we got to figure something else out. We're not going to be away from our – we did it for 3 months, and it was great, and it allowed us to do and finish the season, and it was awesome. It was such a great solution, but there's got to be something more. So – the players aren't going to go, but if we're still in this situation with COVID-19 and trying to still find our way forward, and we're in kind of a stasis right now. We're kind of in a midway point where, do we close the country back down? Do we still do it carefully? Do we not open up? Do we allow youth sports? Do we allow kids back to school? Do we not? We're kind of in a holding pattern, and nobody knows which way to go. We're hoping every day just to wake up and the numbers magically go down. Well, you know, we blew that chance over the summer. But if we get, let's just say we get to December, and you turn the calendar to the next year for Major League Baseball, if we haven't figured out a solution to COVID-19, if the numbers haven't gone down and it's still the way it is now, and we still don't have a vaccine, which is really what's going to take care of things, anything short of that is going to be, it's going to be impossible. But by that point, it's going to be, okay, now we have to live with COVID-19. Which is awful, that this is the way we're at in this country, that we couldn't get our act together to do it. So it's going to be, all right, now we just have to live with COVID-19. We got to do the best we can to stay away from it, but the country is going to open up, and they're going to play NBA games at home. Maybe they play without fans, but they're going to play in their home arenas. Same thing with Major League Baseball. They're going to do it just like they did now. Hey, this is how it was. We're going to do better in the spring. Maybe we play with no fans. That's going to be the big question, because when sports comes back after this year, it's all going to be no bubbles, and it's going to be, how do we make it the best we can? And that's going to be the big question going forward, because the setting is going to be, hey, we're all going to play. We're going to try to go. We're going to try to do what we can in our home parks as normal as possible. If fans can't come and play, fans can't come and watch, fans can't come and watch. That'll be the big watchword for next year in sports, for the next season. Will fans be able to go to NBA games in December? Will they be able to go to MLB games in April when the season starts next year? That's going to be it, because the bubbles, that's not going to be feasible anymore. So those are the two big things that are going to happen. This is why I say enjoy this bubble right now while players are allowed to play and not have to worry about anything, and be able, they can play, they can go back home, wherever they're staying in the bubble, come back and play. This is it. I mean, this is as good as it could possibly be right now for sports playing in the bubble, both basketball and hockey and MLS.
Everything keeps flowing, right?
That's,
we have,
how it goes,
to,
man,
find a way. It's like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Life finds a way. Yeah, I got to quote Goldblum and
nice.
Dr. Ian Malcolm while I'm at it. Look, it's baseball, for the most part, it's worked, right? There was a lot of doom and gloom, and everybody all of a sudden, hey, applauding Manfred. He did what he was supposed to. Yelled at people behind the scenes. Yeah, he should have punished a few people along the way, but they had no rules to do so. Well, now they do. Now there's some teeth to it, so you can get after it. But they, talking to, you know, a member of the White Sox staff the other night as part of that panel that I did, you know, he talked about how careful they're being, how critical they are of one another, and everybody's watching each other's back to make sure they don't step 2 inches outside the lines, man, just to make sure that there's at least a chance. And really, that's all you hope of society. Give us a fighting chance, people.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day pickup, you can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. If you have a job that can wait until tomorrow, AutoZone offers free next-day delivery on orders over $35. Just order by 10 p.m. At AutoZone, free next-day delivery is available on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So guess what, quarterbacks? Having trouble with the playbook on his new team. What to make of all the NFL opt-outs today? We got Jay Glazer coming up. Keep it right here. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Live from the Geico Studios. And it is a final from the bubble. I told you last night, who am I looking at to make that 8-9 game? I look at teams that are want to be there in the bubble and want to play. And those two teams are the Portland Trail Blazers and the Phoenix Suns. And the Blazers blowing a big lead to Denver tonight, but they come back to win it 125-115. Damian Lillard, oh, by the way, 11 threes tonight, 45 points to go along with 12 assists. Here comes Portland, who does not look like an 8 seed. And suddenly for the Lakers, it's, forget about not wanting to play the Pelicans. They're done. We don't want to play Portland. This would be really, really difficult.
I told you. Here they come. My Trailblazers. Right? The big guys are back. Mm-hmm. Guard play. And if Dame's going to start dropping, you know, double-digit trays, it's going to be a long run for the Lakers.
We got more NBA coming up on the way. But right now, very special guest stopping by with us, who has just been named the commissioner of the XFL following his phone call with Dwayne Johnson. It is NFL on Fox insider Jay Glazer. Jay, hope you'll remember us in your new job as commissioner of the XFL.
Man, that is the most thankless job in the world, but you guys can have it. I'm good.
Wait, is Dwayne Johnson hasn't called you yet to say, hey, do you want to be the commissioner, head coach, anything?
You know, no, I'm still waiting for him to become president so I can be his vice president of stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's
very
stuff.
Good.
I
all
like
right.
That.
But, you know, it is amazing, though, how many people have reached out, just knowing I'm friends with them. And this is the hell that I live in, is people have reached out like crazy. Hey, can you get us in touch with Dwayne? Can you get us in touch with The Rock? Trying to get their resumes over to them, become coaches, GMs, executives, whatever. Between him and Strahan, I literally get a phone call a week from somebody wanting stuff from them, not from me. I'll tell you what the worst one was. Man, I got a DM from a girl one time, man, on Instagram. So beautiful. She said, Oh my God, I'm such a big fan of your friend, The Rock. Can you please get me in touch with him? I'm like, damn.
So close.
But it's literally every single week of my life, somebody calls me for something for Strahan and The Rock. And yeah, it's kind of lousy, to be honest with you.
Wow. Hey, listen, we talk to you every week just because we like you. I mean, we don't care who you're friends with.
Oh, my God. And then you'll have people go, hey, you think you can get Strahan on this show for us? And then if you do, then we'll get you on, too. Like, oh, thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, great.
It really is, man. It's shameless. And I couldn't be happier for my friend's successes, but I couldn't be grumpier about people trying to use me for them.
Jay, I can't believe it only cost $15 million for the XFL. I mean, $15 million for the XFL? That was it?
Yeah.
That's like not even one movie for Dwayne Johnson.
Hey. My boy's a good businessman, isn't he?
Yeah, no kidding. He and Danny put together a hell of a bid, huh?
But here's what's great. Yeah, and I love that he works with Danny also. They are really, those two are an incredible couple on how to really, you know, take a relationship to another level and, you know, what they've done in the past and what they're doing now. It's really impressive. She's fantastic. And, you know, the good thing for the XFL is Dwayne doesn't ever do anything where he just puts his name on it. Everything that he decides to do, he goes so all in and he really gets involved in it. And that's where the XFL is really going to, you know, they're going to benefit from him and his hard work.
I've seen him out in the field getting ready to, you know, for the tequila crop. So, I mean, you know, that's a win too. And I know you've
the little deadbeat finally sent me some. Yeah, it only took him freaking 4 months.
Well,
it's fantastic. I got to say, I'm a tequila fan. It's the best tequila I've had. It's so good. I'm not saying that because he's my boy. It's unreal. Terramana. It's so good. Mm. So
there you go.
Good.
We're going to clip that off and put that to print as well. And then we'll tell him, you know, he's got to give you more jobs. How about that?
Trust me. You kidding me? Trust me on that. Every time I'm sending it right to him so I get more bottles sent to me.
What tequila does XFL Commissioner Jay Glazer like? Let's ask him right now here on
Terramana. What do I do right before kickoff every week, folks? I drink a shot of Terramana to clear my mind and refresh my soul.
Oh, my God. Hey, let's start here with this, Jay. I think this is pretty easy. Tom Brady says he's having trouble with the playbook in Tampa. How does Bruce Arians not just say, Tom, listen, whatever you want to run, terminology, everything, let's get you up to speed. We'll figure the rest of it out.
Tom Brady's not going to have trouble with the playbook in Tampa. Those two are going to be totally fine. Trust me, Bruce is smart enough to fit a square peg in a square hole. But I think he's just trying to say, hey, you know, what you try and do is you try and give him what you do, and then Tom will come back going, I feel more comfortable with this. This is what I can do. And, you know, he's not going to force Tom Brady to do something that he's not totally comfortable with. He can use his strengths.
So today, Jay, the deadline for opting out, 67 players, 8 from New England. I think there were 4 teams that had 0 when it was all said and done.
I want to jump in. I want to jump in real quick for all the fans that are listening. I'm really not understanding the anger from fans toward these guys. They're not taking money and running, guys. They're giving their money up, right? The money that they get is a loan. They have to pay it back. They're giving their money up. And if you have this virus, it knows no bounds. It doesn't discriminate. And like I told you, I think I told you guys last week, I don't know if I have or not, but, I mean, Andrew Whitworth's 5-year-old had 104 temperature 9 days in without symptoms before that. And father-in-law almost, I mean, it was dicey. You know, my girlfriend's sister-in-law is in her 40s. She just went in for something routine, and she got in the hospital and died. Like, it doesn't, but my aunt, who's up there in age, she was on a ventilator, and she came all the way out of it. Like, this thing has no discrimination. So if there are people that are nervous or worried, support them. Like, they're not taking money. They're not stealing from teams. They're not stealing from your fantasy football team. Support them. Everybody views this thing differently. And if you fear something and you want to be safer for your family, I don't understand the ire that they're drawing for fans. I really don't.
did getting into camp keep and seeing the protocols that are going in place? I know we saw the sanitizing mist in Denver was one of the innovations. Is that why the number didn't get higher? Because I expected triple digits before we got there.
You did? No, I didn't. I thought a lot of guys, you know, look, I think the age factor, most guys are like, hey, most guys, especially, you got to have a big ego to play in the NFL. They're unbreakable. They're unstoppable, right? And that's just the mindset of especially a pro athlete. So I didn't think it was going to be very high. But, yeah, the ones that are, that have, a lot of them have, you know, newborns or family members that were affected or somebody they don't want to be around that they can give it to that could be affected. So, you know, I didn't think it would be very high just because I thought so many of these cats would be. I mean, listen, we saw the whole, you know, the offseason. When they were saying don't gather and work out together, they still were. It's just like, you know, as a young athlete, you're going to think this isn't going to affect me. It's going to affect somebody older than me, pre-existing conditions. Again, the thing that got me is Andrew Whitworth's five-year-old being that, you know, having that temperature. That's a five-year-old.
Jay Glazer with us here on Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so this begs the question, Jay. I know you talked about this a little bit in your mailbag for The Athletic. How would the NFL handle an outbreak like we see in Major League Baseball now? We have players testing positive before games. How would they handle it?
Well, look, every team is going to strategize differently. I talked to a couple teams this week. They're all doing, like, some teams are going to take a backup quarterback and quarantine them and coach them separately than everybody else. So if the quarterback room goes down, they still have somebody in their system. They don't have to get somebody from off the street. You know, there's other teams that are saying, well, we're not going to, you know, we're going to split up our starters completely. You know, the defensive line, offensive line, you're not going to have them all together just in case there's that outbreak. You're going to miss everybody. So other teams aren't. There are some teams like the Saints who said, hey, we're going to have this, you know, voluntary bubble down there in New Orleans. And listen, folks, if a guy like Sean Payton has already had it, is trying to be overly cautious, we should probably follow his lead.
Probably a good start. Jay Glazer, NFL on Fox, the Unbreakable Performance Center, merging vets and players, the MVP organization, vetsandplayers.org, for all the great work Jay does there in the pandemic, keeping his team together, doing the mental check-ins, the physical check-ins, and keeping everybody accountable and knowing that they're together. So always a big part of what we want to promote, because it's all about looking after each other in these times. And that the NFL's got a guy that, well, they finally put a ruling down, 8 games plus, I guess, would be the best way to term the Antonio Brown situation. Does the team take a shot at him, or is it a wait and see still?
Well, here's where the suspension helps, is what guys were veering away from is the possibility that he's going to be on the commissioner's exempt list. If you're on the commissioner's exempt list, then it goes against your cap. So you don't have him to play, but his salary goes against the salary cap. So that's where people, you know, really shied away. And right now, listen, I'm Antonio Brown. I'm giving up my social media right now. I'm just going radio silent until somebody signs me, because obviously everybody's looking at that and they want to see that they stable. But do I think somebody I think he's still asking for a lot of money. From what I understand from teams that were talking to him, he's still trying to get, you know, trying to get paid as if he played last year, in essence, or not that much, but still more than you would think. You know, considering a guy like Cam Newton's playing for the league minimum, Antonio Brown's not going for the league minimum.
All right, lastly, Jay, Aaron Rodgers has talked about the situation in Green Bay, wasn't happy with the selection of Jordan Love. He sees the writing on the wall. What's the situation like right there now in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love?
I got no idea why they did that. Doesn't make any sense. You're a game away from the Super Bowl. Get some weapons to make you 0 games away from the Super Bowl. Yeah, it just didn't make any sense, man. Unless, you know, I don't know. I can't answer it. Even if you think Jordan Love is a generational player and Patrick Mahomes, and I see it, but I don't think anybody looked at him like he's a Patrick Mahomes. You know, and for them to trade up for him, if they really thought he was generational, they would have traded up all the way to 10. You know, not a couple picks. So, man, I just honestly still don't get it. And even if, you know, if you want to, I don't know, you want to send a message to Aaron Rodgers, but how's that going to affect, you know, and I think from what I understand, Aaron isn't going to do to Jordan what Brett did to him. And he's, you know, not going to hold it against, you know, Love. But still, it's every single time something happens this year, that whole story is put in a microscope. When they were one game away from the Super Bowl, one game, man, you got to capitalize on that. And they did.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Glazer. That is at Jay Glazer. Also, vetsandplayers.org for all the great stuff he's doing
Bellator.
There.
And Bellator. We're back fighting Bellator. I'm here right now. Mohegan Sun. Tomorrow night, Paramount Network, 10 o'clock. Michael Chandler, Benson Henderson, number two.
And if you want any other questions about Dwayne Johnson, that's where you'll find Jay Glazer.
Or Michael Strahan.
Or Strahan, yes. We love you, buddy.
Oh, here's be good,
Michael's
buddy. Have fun at Bellator tomorrow.
Michael's number is 201-570.
Keep fighting him off, buddy.
See you, Jay.
See you, Jay.
Always great stuff from Jay Glazer. I'll tell you what. Now, you know, and the thing is, before we get to trending, you think about where Jay went with the answer about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love. I have no idea why they did it, right? Because none of it makes sense, right? None of it makes sense. Aaron Rodgers is still really, really good. He's still a Pro Bowl quarterback, right? Still one of the top signal callers in the league. You are that close to a Super Bowl, and you decide, no, we're going to trade up in the first round for a quarterback, knowing full well the controversy this is going to cause and that it's going to be an ugly season before we move on to Jordan Love, move away from Aaron Rodgers. This says, and we talked about this the night of the draft, but obviously there's a lot of headlines going on, and you know, I don't want this to get lost. This says more about the fact that we want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. We don't want him on the team anymore. Because Jay is right. Look, is Jordan Love could be a good player? Sure. Is he generational like Patrick Mahomes, someone you had to go up and get? If he was that good, someone would have drafted him earlier. He would have been going in the top five, and boy, now we got to move up and go get this guy. That's what happened. This is more the Packers have said, we do not want Aaron Rodgers on this football team anymore, and this is how we're going to do it. We're going to draft Jordan Love. It's going to be an ugly year, but blanket, whatever, we don't care. He's going to want to move on. We'll allow him to seek a trade after this season because it's going to be time for him to go. He's going to want to go. It's going to be awkward for all of us, and we're going to take this as an awkward season and move on, and that's what we're going to do. This is about we want to say goodbye to Aaron. They would cut him if they could. If they didn't think they could hit some kind of backlash of how off, they would cut Aaron Rodgers if they could. But money they owe him, what the fans' reaction would be, they couldn't do it. But if they could, they would cut him and they would say, Jordan Love, you're our quarterback, and move on. But they can't, so this is the next best thing. Because they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. They are done with him, and you're going to see it over the course of the season.
Well, that's it. There's so much. There's got to be so much acrimony. Like, that's the subplot to it, right? Because, look, there was a gap between them and the 49ers, period. Right, so you're close to the Super Bowl, but how close are you to the 49ers? So you get into a little of that, but still, it wasn't that Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he's not taking as many shots downfield. You know what? Go find him another playmaker. It's Devontae Adams and a bunch of guys, right? A bunch of Jags. Although Mayock may come find me, Lee. I'm sorry if your dad now wants to come get me. But the fact of the matter is, you've still got a high performing QB. I don't get it when you've got all those wide receivers staring you in the face.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios. One quick update from the bubble. The Rockets lead the Lakers 73-62 early in the third quarter. Lakers obviously playing tonight without LeBron James, who is resting a sore groin and is homesick. We'll keep you updated on this as we continue on. However, today was day one of the PGA Championship, and Tiger Woods played terribly. You know, watching him play today, I'm like, he cannot hit a fairway off the tee to save his life. Now, granted, it's crazy to think about that. Why can't professional golfers hit a fairway? It's because they don't care. If I can hit it 10 feet farther, I don't care if it's in the rough or it's in a bad lie. I'm not going to hit it if I can in the middle of fairway if I can get 10 more feet on it. Because there's no reason why professional golfers should miss the fairway as often as they do. He played terrible, but he followed the old, I think it was Bobby Jones, right? Or was it Bobby Jones at Walter Hagen, right? One great shot makes up for two bad shots. You know, you have a bad shot off the the tee. He'd have a bad second shot. Then stick his approach within 10 feet of the pin and putt in for a par or a birdie. And that was kind of what Tiger Woods did today. So even though he played terribly, he is in big time contention. Day one of the PGA Championship. He's shot in the 60s for the first time in a major in a while. Jason Day leads at 5 under, but Tiger is playing and he is in a fine position, just 4 shots back. And this is the thing about Tiger Woods, and this is where the life we live right now in sports has changed things, is that, you know, in a normal world, pre-COVID-19, Tiger Woods playing, it's kind of a headline, and all right, but we're going to wait. Is he playing well? Is he not? Then he's done, and we walk away from it, right? Because Tiger's really done winning majors. But with the limited sports landscape that we have had and the limited access to superstars, people are going to remember, boy, I remember how much I loved Tiger Woods. I remember how much Tiger Woods was such a big deal. And everybody will run to him. We will run to him again if he wins another major, stays in contention, shows he can win, they play again. He can have that late career, hey, I'm Tiger Woods again, in popularity, and just not be a celebrity who has headlines now and again. Because it's different being an athlete and being someone who stirs the drink and everybody talks about and you achieve on the field of play. It's different between being that and being a celebrity, which is being famous for who you are, which is really where Tiger Woods is right now. But because we don't have that, we've lost some of those stars, because we don't know what's going to happen with the NFL season, the baseball season is going, all of these uncertainties, superstars are in short supply. So now it's, oh, wait, yeah, Tiger. Boy, Tiger really was. I don't know. If you watch what the ratings are going to be this weekend, if he stays in contention all weekend, because we would, the entire sports fan, public fandom would run back to Tiger Woods, and he'd be back on top. We'd be talking about Tiger like LeBron instead of just being an oddity and a curiosity, which is where he is now.
Well, and that's what it's been, especially once it really became a, all right, when's he going to play? Like, when's he going to, you know, lace him up and grip and rip? And it was, all right, once a month, once every 6 weeks, all of those. And granted, he was doing some of that while still winning, but when it really became the sideshow of, all right, who needs help with attendance and other things, as he picked himself up and physically, obviously, a mess, the personal life and the road to redemption. Everybody always loves a good comeback story. And the game's got enough stars. I mean, how many headlines and video clips did you see of DeChambeau and the broken driver today? Right? I mean, kind of a big deal. But when
he doesn't need a driver, he can shoot with his bare hands and kill a horse while he's at it. He's so strong.
Well, there a lot of folks immediately are like, let's talk about the torque and everything that it takes to blow up a driver. But that's a whole other question going on. Beefcake as we go. But for Tiger Woods, you know, he's a bonus, right? He's an added flavor that if he plays really well, now you got things moving. But you got enough stars that people pay attention to, and people that love golf have been tuning in, right? They've been part of it. Yeah, we celebrate the bubbles and everything else, but PGA has done pretty well ratings-wise, and if Tiger can straighten out his game, or even if he doesn't, right, the saver shots, I mean, are the thing for highlight reels, and that's what we're getting.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. He was a celebrity. Now we'll run back to him as an icon and an athlete and hang on his persona if he wins. Trust me. Coming up next, more on a big story from the NFL. This is Fox.